Ahoy.
Stan and Haney?
Yes, this is Stan and Haney show. Who's this?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through.
Yep.
This is Bob down in Naples. How are you?
Bob, what can I do for you, buddy?
Well, first of all, I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now, and I think you fellas are terrific.
How can we help you today?
Well, you had mentioned earlier when you opened up the phones that everybody's there today, including Dave.
Yep.
Well, I would like to talk to him for a little bit, if that's okay.
Sure.
With you.
Absolutely, Bob. Yeah. Go ahead. What do you got?
That's terrific. I've been reading an awful lot lately about some of the things that they're finding out about marijuana.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And
you a smoker, Bob?
No, I'm not. But I've been reading that there are an awful lot of benefits to marijuana that that people aren't discussing. And
absolutely.
I've read enough about it now that I've put it up there on my bucket list, and I'm going to do it.
Bob, now listen. You're going to try marijuana, and I got some suggestions for you.
Well, that's why I called. Let's hear them.
Well, here's what I want to say, Bob. Bob, you want to start off light, okay? You want to get you just a nice pipe.
Like a one-hitter?
Is that the sort of thing I always see at the gas station?
Absolutely, Bob. Absolutely. Get you a nice piece of glass. Not too big of a bowl. You know, you want to get you a nice smaller bowl so that, you know, you can just put a little bit in there, a little nug. And hit it very lightly. Now, Bob, on these bowls, on these glass bowls, they got a little carburetor on the side. So be sure to put your thumb over that.
He doesn't know what that means.
Well, the carburetor helps. When you pull off the carb, Bob, it lets the smoke go into the lungs, okay?
Bob, what are you doing? I hear a lot of things going on there, Bob. You're going to do this right now, or are you going to do it tonight? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm pretty methodical about how I do things, Stan.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And I've taken up cigarette smoking to get my lungs prepared for the marijuana smoke, which I understand is probably going to be a little bit thicker and a little bit harsher.
Yeah, you got to get your lungs attained. You know, used to inhaling smoke. Now, Bob, I suggest, you know, you pick a nice light strain.
Well, he doesn't know what that means.
Okay, Bob.
He's smoking marijuana for the first time.
Bob, I don't know where you're getting it from.
Yeah, Bob, where do you get your marijuana from?
Well, that's part of the reason I called. I haven't gotten any yet.
Oh, I just
put it on the bucket list.
Okay. Well, Bob,
I wouldn't have the first idea of where I would go and get some marijuana.
Well, that's honest, where would he go and get marijuana,
Dave? Now, there's a couple things we can do here, Bob.
Because, hold on, I don't want to get rolled or beat up.
I understand that, Bob. I understand that. Now, you know, in the state of Florida now, it's legal. So you can go and get your license.
It's not legal.
Yes, you can go get your medical marijuana license.
Medical. Why don't you?
I'm trying to help Bob out.
You're not helping Bob out. You're going to get Bob arrested.
Why am I going to get Bob arrested?
Oh, it's legal now. No, it's not. Bob, you need a prescription. Do you have a prescription, or do you want to do it on the lowdown?
Well, it seems like everybody in the world has this stuff.
Yes, they do.
It can't be that hard to get a hold of.
Bob,
where does he need to go, Dave?
It's not hard to get a hold of, Bob. Typically,
you buy it on the street?
Not just on the street. Your neighbors typically smoke. So what you want to do is strike up conversations with your neighbors.
How on earth do you break the ice for something like that?
Yeah, I'd like to know, too.
Well, you know, you're hanging out, you're talking to your neighbor, Bob, and you say, shut up, Stan. Bob, don't listen to Stan over here. He has
I'm
no
clue. I'm as curious about this as Bob is. I'd like
you
to know some of these things.
You strike up a conversation with your neighbor, and you slowly
Suppose
inject...
Suppose your neighbor's a cop.
It doesn't matter. Then he'll say, you know what, sir, you probably shouldn't be doing that. Okay? Now, you
Bob, you got a wife, and is she going to try it, too?
I haven't quite convinced her yet. she's worried about my safety, and she says the only way you can get a hold of marijuana is to deal with some real low life.
No.
That's the way I thought.
No. Bob, the bud.
Can he deal with you?
Sure, Stan, if it came down to it, I guess. But, you know, I don't do that. Now, Bob.
I just, Dave, I wouldn't know what to say to my neighbors. You know, we're mostly retired people. And I'm worried what they might think of me.
Well, listen, let me tell you something about the retired people, okay? They use marijuana now for their arthritis, migraines, sleeplessness, pain. I mean, there's so many different strains, Bob. And you do some research on that.
You want to get in on this, D-Train?
And
I don't know anything on the subject.
And it can help you out. It can really help you out. Now, are you just wanting to try it for recreation? Or do you
He's never tried it before, Dave.
I'm asking him if he has an ailment that he needs it for.
Well, you're being very confusing because...
Yep.
No, I'm not.
If I just go to this Latino fella down the street...
Okay.
And now, I tell him I'd like to buy some marijuana...
Well, you can do that a lot...
And you're telling me that there's all these different varieties and strains. Right.
You know what? Here we go.
What do I get when I just order some pot?
Now, Bob, you know, look, start off light is what I want to say. And if you're wanting to score, you need to talk to your neighbors because your neighbors are typically the ones that are smoking. I live on a block, Bob, where
everybody smokes.
Where out of 21 homes, 17 burn. Okay.
He doesn't know the slang.
Okay, Bob, I'm sorry. Bob.
You've lived on this block for a week and you already know all your neighbors burn?
I don't understand the scoring and the burning.
Me neither. This lingo here.
Well, you know, Bob. Okay, Bob. Listen.
Is it as simple as going to someone like this Latino gentleman I have in mind?
Okay.
Would I just say to him, sir, I would like to purchase a package of marijuana cigarettes?
No, not at all. But you want to ask him if he has any mota, okay? And that's Spanish for marijuana. You want to say, hey, you got any mota? And then, you know, if that's the guy.
Is that what it means, D-Train?
Once again, I know nothing on this subject.
You want to ask for some mota, okay? And you should.
What are you doing there, Bob? I hear a lighter.
I'm chain smoking, so I don't embarrass myself. But
right,
I have
to
smoke it because I've been told that when you have to buy the marijuana from a lowlife, they expect you to smoke it with them so they know you're not a police officer.
At first?
And I don't want to have to be hacking and coughing in front of someone who could do me bodily harm.
At first, Bob, yes, that would be a good idea. That would be a great idea. But just, I would say you got to ask around.
Who's he going to ask? He doesn't know anybody.
He's got neighbors. Bob, do you go to the park?
No.
You don't go to the park? You don't go out walking? All right.
No.
Do you go to the bar?
No.
You and the wife ever walk around and decide to go into some head shop?
Heavens no, she wouldn't allow that.
I know.
She
so wouldn't. What does he got to do, Dave?
What you got to do, Bob, is you got to start making friends, man. You got to make some friends, okay? And start asking them. Because more than likely, you're going to run across it, Bob. Bob, it's there. You just got to go and ask. And be blunt about it.
Can he go to a concert, maybe, or a musical show?
He doesn't go anywhere,
smell
Stan.
Smell it. Well, you can give him some free tickets. You get enough of them.
Shut up, man.
Go to a show, and then you can go. And if you smell it, he can go up politely and say, hey, mind if I get it passed over here?
Yeah, mind if I get a toke?
Well... Now, what happens when you inhale the marijuana?
Well, you would like to hold it for around maybe 5 to 10 seconds before you choke, and you probably will choke. Okay, I suggest with today.
What do you mean by choke? Is this guy going to risk dying?
No, like cough. So you know, hit it lightly, Bob. At first,
hit what lightly?
The mota. The grass, the reefer.
You mean, so you have to strike it. Like with a rolling pin or
no,
something?
No, Bob. No. Get yourself a lighter, okay, Bob?
He's got a lighter. He's smoking cigarettes now, Dave. He's got a lighter.
I didn't even hear
what does
smoking.
He need, like a torch?
No, Bob, that's one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to use the crack pipe style of torches because that's
crack
just...
pipe style.
Because those right there, that's just going to burn it right up.
Yeah.
You know, you strike me as a vaporizer guy. Where it's a nice.
How do you know? You don't even know him.
My wife has one of those by the bed.
Yep.
Because she needs the air to have more humidity.
Mm-hmm. All right. Vaporizer.
All right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Like a vaporizer. It's a machine. You stick.
What do you put a hood over your head? And...
No.
I saw them do that on Crocodile Dundee.
It's like Bob. It's like a hookah thing, and it's nice and smooth and easy. Okay.
What?
Have you ever heard of a hookah, Bob?
No.
Oh my God!
It sounds like a nonsense word. A hokum.
A hookah. Okay.
Hookah.
Okay.
Ooga, cha cha.
It's a hookah. But seriously
ooga, you know,
what you need to do, you shut up, man. Bob, you just got to ask around. Don't be shy about it.
Well, that's wonderful. And I just wanted to, one more quick thing. I appreciate your time.
Sure.
You've been talking about smoking the marijuana. Is there another way to do the marijuana so I can slip my wife a Mickey?
Oh, absolutely. Make some brownies.
Well, what are brownies going to do?
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, make some brownies. You get, okay, let's
see. She eats brownies all the time. They don't do anything.
Bob, go get you about a quarter pound, okay?
He doesn't know where to get it.
When he does... Mix it in the brownies and have pop brownies. You'll be fine. You can slip her, you know. Does she like dessert? Yeah, give her a brownie. And then she's off to the races, bro.
So you don't see spooks or goblins?
No. This isn't LSD, Bob.
He's batting .287. The count is 2-1. And there's a runner on second. That's Boyer. Nobody out. And it's a smash to short. Brasseau scoops it up, and it should be an easy play. No, he drops the ball. He picks it up, but he can't make a throw. It's an error for Brasseau, and Lenz is on with Boyer moving to third. And check that. They've called it a hit now. Too hot to handle. No error for Eddie Brasseau. All right, runners on first and second. First and third, rather. An error? It was an error for the shortstop. I thought they flashed a hit sign on the scoreboard there. All right, Bobby Richardson now. One away. And, none out. That's none out. And Bobby takes it high for a ball. A strike. The called strike. Nothing in one as Wilson looks in for a sign now. Richardson is 2-for-3 tonight. No, 1-for-3. Well, he had a single in the second inning. No, the first inning. All right, here's Wilson's pitch now. It's hit straight back at the pitcher. The line smashed, and he throws a first, a double Lenz off first, and retire the side with no score. A double play. Check that. Two out. Now, that did not retire the side. Boyer scored on the play, and the Yanks lead 4-1. 5-1, rather. And the hitter is Tommy Tresh now, the Yankee left fielder. Center fielder, that is. No, it's Jack Reed. Yeah, Reed took over in center field in the fourth when Tresh hurt his knee. Or his elbow, rather. It wasn't his knee. I think he hurt his knee. Anyway, that was last week. Hey, here's a pitch now to Reed. And it's a high pop foul over by third base. And it's taken by Dick Stewart back at first base. I think I said third base. Over by the dugout, back at first base. And that retires the side. One run, two hits, no errors. Make it one error. One error. Stewart's... Brasseau's error. And so after 7 innings of play, it is New York 5 and Chicago 1, or Boston 1. And leading off of Boston now, in the next inning, will be Frank Malzahn, the second baseman, the third baseman for the Red Sox. He is 0-for-3 tonight. He had a home run and a walk. He's 1-for-2. One hit and two official trips. And Whitey Ford is set to pitch to Frank Malzahn. I'm sorry. Yeah, check that. It's Lou Clinton. Malzone flight out to end the last inning. And, oh, it isn't Ford. That's Hal Renneff on the mound. Ford didn't feel well, I understand. We just received word. Ford didn't feel well, and he is after the last inning. It's going to be Hal Renneff, and he's warming up. And while we're waiting for Hal to warm up here, scores of other games. Baltimore leads Minnesota 2-1 after four innings, and five innings, rather. And that's Minnesota leading 2-1. Detroit 5, Kansas City 4 after three innings. Or Chicago 5, rather. Not Detroit. Chicago 5, Kansas City 3. Make that after five innings at Detroit. Or Chicago, at Chicago, rather. Those are the only other games going tonight, friends. And while Renneff is taking his warm-up pitches, just a word from Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
Winston tastes good like a...
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon.
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Monday. How's the weekend? Everybody have a good weekend?
I slept.
That's why I don't direct it at you anymore.
Okay.
Answer a question for me.
Is that directed at me?
Yes. Is my eyebrow falling off?
No, it's just it's an odd choice of hat today.
What are you talking about?
Well, because I know you think it matches, but the colors are fighting each other.
What colors are fighting? I got light.
You got a baby blue hat on.
I got baby blue shorts on.
And you got a dark blue shirt.
Dark blue, but I got baby blue short.
Oh, I didn't see your short.
Yeah. My eyebrows staying on? You haven't seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Is that the most disturbing
I just
thing
didn't
you've
know
ever
that,
seen?
I didn't know that men did that. I don't think men do that.
No, they're, it's the lighting, it's the angle.
Oh, no way.
Crap.
Mm-mm.
Prime Minister.
That was an anchovy that fell off his brow.
Prime Minister Trudeau. That backstabber.
Yeah, he really really helped himself this past couple of days.
Is giving a presser. And his eyebrow is falling into his eye. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, what the?
Who does that?
I don't know. Now, I do know that girls will pluck their eyebrows down and draw them on. But that's like a fake eyebrow stuck to him.
That's like an anchovy trying to escape. Anchovy trying to make its way back to the sea.
I want to know, does anybody do that? And do ladies even have press-on fake eyebrows? I thought that they draw them on, they can go and use the little comb and brush to make them look more. But I have never known.
Well, I mean,
to use a press-on eyebrow.
He's extremely metrosexual,
and he's very vain.
Yeah.
And he's given this talk, and as he's talking, you can see it getting lower. It's going down almost to the point where it was touching his eyeball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite obvious.
What the hell?
Yeah, there were a lot of good pictures to come out of there. My favorite is when Trump is sitting down and everyone around him is standing and Merkel's leaning on the table.
All dumbfounded. Well, he's got to go and make the world safer. He's left.
And he's sitting there with an ass-eating grin on his face.
Yep. What are you going to do about it?
And you got the Frenchie and the German there that are leaning in on him. And then you see Trump's next to him is the Japanese, arms folded. They got his back.
Yep. Darn right they do. What was that ad that you put up? They already got the meme started.
Oh, of course.
Look at it. As seen on TV. What does it say on the bottom there, Haney?
I can't read that.
What's his name? Justin Trudeau?
Mm-hmm.
Eyebrow wig makeover kit as seen on TV. What? I have never... Oh, hold it.
It's like a merkin for the eyebrow.
I can understand all that it's saying. The bell went off in Stan's head. Still doesn't make what he did appropriate. But I would assume that they make those eyebrows for, like, chemo patients. And so that if they're going to go out in public with a wig or something...
So he's disrespecting chemo patients.
That would be my guess. That he feels he needs to put on chemo brows in public.
Because you can see there's
that's disrespectful. I'm offended.
There's a normal eyebrow behind it.
There is a normal eyebrow behind it.
And
evidently,
these are like,
it's not sculpted well enough for the prime minister.
And they're like half eyebrows.
Yeah.
The wig.
Yep. I've never known that before. I don't know. Is that a Hollywood thing? I don't know. But he's supposed to be a politician.
I don't know, man. But, you know, you look at the picture from that summit, and it's like Trump's the only normal one there.
Well,
you see Theresa May over there looking like Country Mouse.
Hold on. It's not a question of normal or not normal. It's a question of a nationalist and people that are in that the whole world thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
did you see?
Because he wants what's best for America. They think because they have weak countries that have lost wars, we've saved them.
Mm-hmm. And how many times?
Multiple. Well, two big ones. But they need the world market. Mm-hmm. They need the whole global thing. They need it. We don't. And don't start saying, "Oh, that's baloney." We need we export more stuff. There was some report I saw, stuff that our GDP is so much more than theirs combined.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it all. We can do it all on our own.
Trump, no matter what you think of him, he has brought people out of their shell.
Yep.
And I'm not talking to you, Bobby De Niro. No, I'm talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
John McCain issued a statement, and I don't have the exact statement in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You get very self-conscious about it after you look at that.
Going right into my eye.
But John McCain put out a statement after the summit that said, to America's allies, Trump is a temporary aberration. Mm. America is with you. Bipartisan, we are all in favor of free trade and globalism. Mm-hmm. McCain came out and said, yes, I support globalism.
Thank God. How's my hairpiece?
Well, that fluffy part. Yeah. Underneath the yeah. hat brim yeah. looks really good today. I know that's a separate piece.
Thanks.
Attaches to the hat.
Yeah, they call it a fall. I got something very important to say, and then we got to take a break. Is it up there now, D-Train? I told you this, Haney. I took an art class on...
Isn't it funny how it was just a couple of years ago... You know, when people use words like globalism, there's no such thing. Bilderbergers don't exist.
I took an art class on Friday.
Oh, that's right. How did that go?
It came out, and I have my finished product.
Hold on a second. I was led to believe this would be a much larger piece.
No, that's the size of it.
Were telling me that it was going to be really big and that we wouldn't have room for it.
Oh, it looks big.
I never said that.
This is an art piece I did.
That's what she said.
It's acrylic on canvas. I did it Friday night. I call it Supernova.
You said this is a space theme.
That's right there.
That looks like a flower, though.
That's not a flower. That's a sunburst.
It looks like a sunflower.
Good. That's up for...
Why'd you draw a sunflower? You messed up the rest of the space.
I did not!
Yeah, I know. It's because you've been going to that Dolly Museum too much. Oh, look, is it a planet, is it a star, or is it a sunflower?
It's a supernova.
No, it's not. Yeah. That's not what a supernova does.
The painting is called Supernova.
And then looks like you could have some pretty prime waves going on there, too.
And that is it
looks
on,
like Waimea Bay. Is it a tornado?
It is for the draft fund. So it looks good.
Don't you hear me being an art person and all the things that I can see in your painting? So much more than just a space. If you don't like space, you can pretend it's a sunflower.
You can see the stars in the black background.
And is that like a bee inside there? Some sort of insect inside the sun?
No, it is not.
You can't say that because your part's done. Uh-huh. Now it's up to me to appreciate it.
So now that's going to be how long? 10 days?
And what are you calling that? Venus and Mars are all right tonight?
Supernova. See, that's supposed to be the galaxy.
You should probably go with Venus and Mars are all right tonight. I think Supernova might have a copy. Supernova might have a copyright on it.
You can go with me and call yours what you want. So,
I like it.
It's up for auction.
That's really well done, Stan.
No, it's not.
Could be beautiful. A wave. It could be a tornado. Is that a ladybug?
What? It ain't a ladybug.
What is that supposed to be?
A view from the space station?
Yeah. kind of like that.
Well, you'd
they
be.
They said
if that's the view from the space station, you'd be dead.
They said, oh, maybe you want to have an eclipse going on in there. I said, no, I don't want any eclipse.
Uh huh. You want the sun to blow up?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the blowing up of the sun.
That's very fatalistic.
On eBay right now. It's on our website, right?
Yep. Bold color choices.
Facebook, very bold. Facebook, Twitter. It's all there. Put a bid on it. It's going to be up there for 10 days. Every penny that it takes for the lucky winner, going to get, it's going to go right to the draft
like
fund.
Part of the Grand Canyon?
There could be.
Now, that thing at the bottom right, is that an ocean wave or is that a twister in space?
No, that's part of the Earth. Well, in the lower left, it's a mystery planet. See, this is out of my head. This isn't any.
So where
that's
is
the
this?
Galaxy?
Okay, so
like the Milky Way.
The purple looking thing is a mystery planet.
Yeah.
Now the thing next to it on the right, is that a twister or an ocean wave?
That's like an ocean wave.
In space.
Wave in space, like debris coming at it.
Because it looks like water.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
They say water is very hard to paint.
Yeah, and I made it look very realistic.
Yeah, very natural, except it's in space.
It's up for grabs. Highest bidder in 10 days will get it. It goes to the
How
draft
How long did it take you to do that?
2 hours.
And
how many beers?
Two beers. Well, I had one going in. Three.
Three lager beers. Lager or light? Or a light IPA. Lager?
A light lager. Oh.
If you ever want to have fun, you run into Tom Brokaw, make him say that fast three
light
times.
Light lager. Very quick, we're going to do a Stan and Haney Insta-win.
So this is like a scratch-off game?
Yeah. We have four pair left for tonight. Royal Blood at Revolution Live in Fort Lauderdale. Four pairs of tickets, that means four winners. First four callers on the K-Rock lines, 277-9600, right now.
Right now on the hit lines.
Yeah. On the K-Rock hit lines. I'm going to switch it to that. first four callers, pair of tickets to go see Royal Blood tonight at Revolution Live in Fort Lauderdale, 277-9600. So if you're on vacation, you want to do something, you want to take the drive to Fort Lauderdale tonight, you and a guest can go see Royal Blood, first four callers, 277-9600.
Stan, top left, is that a planet?
Yes, it is.
In the green?
Yep.
So obviously, to the next of that is a dwarf galaxy that's getting ready to interfere.
Now you're getting
All right.
it.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Don't count on it. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon here on the program. Coming up today, in about an hour, we're going to play a little game. Well, it's not really a game. It's just pure chance. We're going to play Ask the Magic 8 Ball, and to show you that it's all legitimate, we will stream it as I have the... I figured we got this sent to us. We may as well use it. Somebody sent us a Magic 8 Ball. So what we're going to do is, in about an hour, open up the phones, and we'll stream it too so you can see it's all legit. Call in, and I'll see, ask the Magic 8 Ball, or they'll ask the Magic 8 Ball, can I get a prize? I'll see what the Magic 8 Ball says. If it's in the positive, yeah, you'll get a prize. We don't know yet. If it's in the negative, sorry. The 8 Ball says no.
Yeah, and got nothing to do with you.
Nothing.
He's off.
Also, Wayback Machine later on today. Before we do the grab bag, D-Train, any bids on the art yet? Any takers on the Stan acrylic on canvas for the draft fund?
Hold on.
All right, let me see. Anybody put a bid on that?
Because...
any takers?
I feel...
Yes, there have been 12 bids.
12 bids,
and
Haney.
We're up to $25.
$25.
You know, I feel bad because you've gone to all this effort.
Yeah.
To make a piece of art.
Yeah.
For a good cause.
Yeah.
I feel like I should offer up something.
What are you going to offer up?
And during the show today,
yeah,
I thought that I,
Mark Haney,
would create a portrait of you, and then we can auction that
also
off as
put
well.
Put that up as well. Why not? 12 bids already, though?
Yes, sir.
Because it started at $1.
And what do you call that again?
Supernova. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the pewter mug.
You know,
US 41.
Would you mind if I use that for the cover of my sci-fi novel?
You go right ahead. Somebody texted, so with that being an art class, does that mean that there are 15 other variations of that floating around? Only one by Stan.
This is no paint by numbers.
This is
only one with a sunflower as supernova with a bug in the middle of it.
Correct.
I think it's a lightning bug.
Oh, there are lightning bugs in space.
Yeah.
Just not in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Astronauts have
$28.
Seen them. All right. Once again, it's happened. Three boys in Denver wanted their lemonade stand, and they got shut down because they didn't have a permit.
Not in the USSA.
We've never had a lemonade stand. I wanted to teach my kids about being an entrepreneur, you know, having your own business. So we got out a table, we made some lemonade, and all the boys helped, and we went out there. The police officers came over, and they said that because my boys and I, did not have permits for a lemonade stand, they shut us down, and we had to stop immediately. My boys were crushed. They were devastated, and I can't believe that happened. It made me want to cry. They were crying. They were so upset.
I'm going to play something for you that is so creepy. It won't sound creepy if you just hear it. But me telling you the circumstances of it,
you'll creep people out.
It'll creep you out. Guy from Pennsylvania, rural area of Pennsylvania, was talking to the local TV news about a body they found floating in the river in his backyard, wooded area.
Oh, this guy.
Yep.
Yeah,
the police came
and
took the body out, and it was right in this guy's backyard, Matthew Haverly. And so they're bagging up the body and taking it away, and he's talking to the local TV news about what it could be, and he thought, oh, it was some big city hit, and they put this would be
he had a lot of ideas.
This would be the ideal place to put a body and all that, and it turned out to be a woman. Turned out to be his mom. He killed her.
I'm like, what the hell's going on? And now I realize that's what they were actually doing. I had no clue. It's sad to say that that's someone's either daughter, mother, whatever, both, child. I think it was kind of a hit, and something happened. Something went bad, and this is like a rural area, so they just wanted to plant the body somewhere else besides wherever the hell they were from. It would be like a place where people from the city would want to put a body because most likely they wouldn't be found. I'm guessing like my mother, she would be concerned, and probably a lot of the other neighbors would be concerned.
His mother wasn't concerned.
No, because that was her. Creepy.
Guy on line one claims to have grown up with this guy.
What?
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, my name's Austin. I'm from the same area that Matt Heverly's from, unfortunately.
And you knew this guy?
My father actually coached him in baseball a couple of years.
Was he any good?
All-star standout. Could have went pro if it wasn't for drugs, probably.
277-9600. Always available if you knew the guy.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. This is the biggest waste of time that I've heard on the internet because it's ridiculous. Scientists at the University of Kansas think they have found another audio illusion like Laurel and Yanny.
Laurel.
They call it the speech-to-song illusion. The idea is
that a British guy starts singing and all of a sudden his accent sounds American.
No, that's been done for years. The idea is if you repeat a bunch of words over and over, it'll start to sound like a song. But it's not blowing anybody away. Nobody's impressed with this because there's a rhythm when you say the same words over and over again, but you don't hear any melody or anything like that to make it a song. These are just words said over and over again. Not impressed.
Letter, muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble.
Yeah.
Letter, muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble.
Turn it
letter,
up.
Muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble. Letter, muscle, berry, babble.
El Camino.
Yep.
This is the biggest bunch of crap with these millennial pothead. Follow me on this. Follow me, these millennials, and let's start a protest.
We don't protest.
This is unbelievable. Bunch of people went into a Mexican restaurant in Memphis last week. They're all buds ordering up all kinds of
did somebody go in there and order up tequila?
Hold on.
And then they said, no, we only serve whiskey?
No. 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 They went into this Mexican restaurant in Memphis last week. There was a bunch of them. And one of the guys in the group that were all of the friends decided, all right, we're all finished with our meal. Let me light up a joint. The owner comes over, says, put the joint out. You're in a restaurant. We don't allow it. Put the joint out. Well, that was the cue for all of his friends to start screaming, yelling, putting up a big scene. You're repressing his right to smoke pot. No. What it got him was kicked out. They all left screaming, yelling, and all that. What's the final outcome? They dined and dashed. This was all orchestrated. They left the restaurant and the manager with a $420 bill.
$420? $420. Yeah, that would be hard to do.
Yep.
To actually have it come out to $420?
You know, they plotted this one out good. Now you go and light the joint up and we'll start something, and it's $420, man.
And they came at the last minute, and we didn't think anything of it. It was just one guy that was just smoking weed, and we asked him to stop, and I guess he was like the leader of the group, and they just went to hell and listened to him and made a scene. They started getting louder and louder, getting upset, started yelling. That's when they started making offenses to the server and telling them, like, come on, come on. Our walkouts are, you know, hey, they forgot to pay, or they'll come back the next day. Major walkouts like that, that's our first biggest one. You don't think that they're going to do that, especially on a Sunday night. And, yeah, just one guy got them all riled up, and they all left at the same time.
Yeah. We have another Triple Crown winner.
They're off in the 150th Belmont Stakes, and Justify comes roaring home to a raucous Belmont Park. A 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner. Gronkowski was second. Hofberg was third. And Vito Rosa was fourth. Justify has done it.
Well, well, well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a mystery partner with Justify.
Yep.
Owns 15% of that horse.
Yeah.
His name?
Who?
Of that mystery partner?
Yeah.
Owns 15% of Justify?
Yeah, who?
George Soros.
Interesting. Andy.
And the stablemate ran an interesting race.
Now, that's what I wanted to talk about.
So you have George Soros involved here, Stan. And you have some questions from not some scrubs, but some very reputable trainers and horsemen.
Owners want a probe done on the Kentucky or the Belmont. Why? Because Bob Baffert put in an absolute long shot by the name of Restoring Hope. And if you watch the race, Restoring Hope was in there to do a lot of blocking.
Stan, the horse was rank. It was nothing like that.
There was no reason for the horse to be in there. The horse was not under control. The thing was just running at an all-out sprint.
One unidentified, I don't know if it was an owner or a trainer, said when, what's the name of the blocking horse?
Restoring Hope.
When I saw Restoring Hope out of the gate, for a second, I forgot I was at the Belmont, and I thought we were racing quarter horses.
Yep, because the thing just went out like a bat out of hell, was going way out of control with speed, and was like, just getting in everybody's way.
Like a bodyguard.
Yep, that's an old NASCAR trick. And owners want to probe into that, that this horse was in there for one reason and one reason only, to disrupt the field.
You know, I wonder how you become a, and you know, regardless, I love Mikey Smith, good for him, but how does one become a Bob Baffert? One isn't born looking like that.
No.
You have to cultivate that hair. Yep. You have to find the brightest suits.
Yep. And stick on eyebrows.
I wonder when he decided, I want to look like that.
I don't know, but you can spot them from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes to play along with the Family Feud, you know, the fast money. Let's just quick, final thing here today. Celebrity Family Feud, both Kim Kardashian and Kanye West make it to fast money. What's the first thing that pops into their heads when Steve Harvey is asking them the top questions in Fast Money? Let's just see.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy are you compared to the people you work with?
10.
Name a part of the body you're always banging into things.
Your butt.
Fill in the blank. Slice of what?
Pie.
Name something a pet hamster spends a lot of time doing.
Running in the wheel.
Name something you need to make a milkshake.
Milk.
Bam. All right, here we go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy are you compared to the people you work with?
10.
Try again.
5.
Name a part of the body you're always banging into things.
Your knee.
Fill in the blank. Slice of what?
Bread.
Name something a pet hamster spends a lot of time doing.
Being on a spinning wheel.
Try again.
Eating.
Name something you need to make a milkshake.
Milk.
Try again.
Ice cream.
Bam. We need 53 points for $25,000. On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy are you compared to the people you work with? Your wife said 10. You said 10. Then you said 5. Survey said 5 and 8 was tied for the top answer with 32 away. Name a part of the body you're always banging into things. You said your knee. Survey said. Oh!
They got the money. Nothing like Richard Dawson. Nothing like Richard Dawson. We're going to take a break. Phone lines open. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, it's all going to be decided by the Magic 8 Ball.
Hmm. What did you think of that Anthony Bourdain hit? That was pretty bold, wasn't it?
It sure was. Wow.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Phone lines open. Area code 239-277-9600. You contribute to the show. We could give you a prize. 30 minutes from now, the Magic 8 Ball will speak. And then later on today, We'll go into the Wayback Machine, 277-9600. Before we do anything else, D-Train, what's the latest on Stan's artwork? Did we get any more bids on the artwork? It's going to be up there for 9 more days, but I'd like to see this thing skyrocketed. It started at $1. I did a painting at a painting class.
Now, this is an original. What is the medium you're working
with here?
It is
acrylic. Acrylic on canvas. Very impressionistic. and great for any home decor.
Yeah, really sell it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. And what do we got so far?
Total of 20 bids.
20 bids!
$37.
All right!
And I'm going to need my materials so that I can
What will
portrait.
Your materials consist of?
I need a pen and a piece of copy paper.
Would you settle for a Sharpie?
Sharpie might be better, more bold.
Not my preferred medium, but you know what? I am an artistic daredevil.
Okay. All right. 277-9600. I saw this today, and it brought back so many memories for you and I.
Because it was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper learned to play.
No.
Is that right?
No. It was about 20 years ago.
Today.
Not this, but about 20 years ago that Van Halen had Gary Cherone, and they put out Van Halen 3.
With that cannonball cover?
Yeah. And shortly thereafter, there was an album that hit the stores called the DLR Band, David Lee Roth. Do you remember? He came on our show and wanted to premiere the song Slam Dunk. And we, as a radio station, used to play it. We thought David Lee Roth
I love his solo
is
stuff.
Coming back.
Yeah.
And it was the DLR Band, and his single from that was Slam Dunk. And I listened to it today, and I said, it's one of those songs you completely forget about, but when it was out, it was all over the place. Do you have it?
And what's the name of the album?
Well, it's the DLR Band. And the song was called Slam Dunk. It's like a 2.5-minute song.
A bunch of his solo stuff, but I don't know that I have that.
Yeah.
Let me.
I might. I think it's. I want to say you can get it on YouTube. Slam Dunk. DLR Band. And it had. Who was that pinup girl that used to be around in the 60s? That was the. Do you know, D-Train? Who is that, that pinup girl? And she's on the cover of the album, and they were like, because apparently he did like a Vegas lounge album before that.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. I love that one. I got that one.
And then he said, no, I'm going to go back to rocking. And it was right after Van Halen 3 had come out, and we were asking him, what did you think of Van Halen 3 and Gary Cherone? And
well, I think he felt like the public did.
Yeah. 3 was 2 is what he said. Find it. There it is.
I'm trying to figure out what her name is. I know who it is.
A Page.
Yeah. One Betty Moves.
Betty Page.
Yeah. Remember?
Just watch me work. my game is better never. Winners, they come and go. Legends, they're forever. Shut the shackle! Watch me go! You wanna be fire in your back and win it? Let's leave you sleeping in it. Let's game we play.
God love him.
We played that song 20 years ago, played the
hell
out of
it. So much better than the Gary Cherone
stuff. And that was the whole kick on that, was that he still had it at that time, we thought, and it was so much better than Van Halen 3.
You know, David Lee Roth is can really be used in an instructive manner. If you have a son who would like to be in the rock and roll business, we're talking teenage years.
Yeah.
But they don't quite have the talent, and you have the financial means, buy them a PA system, and then have them find the kids that are talented.
Yep.
And go, hey, I got a PA. And then the talented kids, the Van Halen brothers, will go, well, we don't have a PA. Sure, we can get gigs that way. And then,
that's how it works.
Then, you know, 40, 50 years later, it still pays dividends.
Yep. 2779600.
That's how it's done, Stan.
Yep. Here's what we have available to you. We have $20 to Subway. That's all Southwest Florida area participating Subways. That can feed a family. We also have, tell me what town this is in, D-Train. Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine. That's our dining deal, I believe, this week. Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine.
Cape Coral.
In Cape Coral. On Cape. Is it in or on?
It's on the Cape.
Am I on the Cape?
On the Cape, located on Del Prado Boulevard.
All right. Our friend Aaron Walker offering a free standard oil change from Naples Nissan. Just bring the car in. They'll give you an oil change while you wait. We have an HD car tuner for your car. We have tickets to the Miracle. Your choice, by the way. Sorry, Everblades. It was a tough loss.
Oh, man. Home ice game seven.
Home ice game seven. I looked at the box score. 7,700 people there. They haven't had a crowd like that in years. It was sold out, packed to the rafters.
Standing room only.
7,700. After two periods, I believe they had a 2-1 lead, and they wound up losing it 3-2.
That's a heartbreaker.
Game seven at Germain. And so this Denver team defends the Kelly Cup two years in a row.
The second Kelly Cup, one on. All right.
Yeah. We have a Haney bobblehead signed by me. Haney won't touch it. $50 to the pewter mug, 2779600. I'm concerned about the phones because they haven't worked since D-Train gave away the royal blood, and he was halfway through, and the phones got cut out. So I don't know.
Is it because too many people were calling?
No, or it's...
Or is it the weather?
Weather, sugar ants.
All of the above.
All of the above.
When it comes to stuff like this, we're basically like cavemen guessing at what happens outside the cave.
Yeah, because the usual go-to is they tell us to reboot the system, which I have done.
Yeah.
And we still haven't gotten a phone call.
Oh, since. That's what you say. Stan told me you may have displeased the gods.
But
or all of the above.
2779600. Texts are working fine. People go into our Facebook page. But let me tell you something. When I'm giving away free stuff and they don't work, look, it's complete. Let me try rebooting the handpiece. some of the lines don't even display the number.
Well, would you ask me what have I got for you today?
What do you got for me, Haney? There they all are.
I did it.
I gotta plug the phone back in. That's criminal. This is... It's borderline funny. I'm sitting here looking at a dead phone. I unplug it.
Don't say that.
Plug it, put it back in, and it's jammed.
Don't say that. Anytime things break or things go wrong, they go, well, that'll just be funnier then, won't it?
No, it won't.
You know who this is?
I do know who it is, but it sounds... Who is it?
Lonnie Mack. He did the original version of Memphis, and unbeknownst to him, he became a guitar hero to a young Stevie Ray Vaughan.
There you go.
Who then came back, played on, and produced this album.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Craig. Ahoy.
Hey, Craig, sorry for the phone problem. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing, just driving through the rain. Just got off 75.
How bad's it raining?
Pouring. Can't even see. Everybody's got their flashers on.
And where you at?
Now I'm on 29, heading to Goodland.
All right. Okay. And tell those people. You know, I'll tell them. What about you? You're not a... Shut those flashers off.
Thank you.
You know what? Shut them off. It's old people that do it. They're going down 75 and it rains too hard, and they decide to put the four flashers on. That's for when you're stopped. It's against the law. 277-960. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm okay, and you guys, how are you?
Well,
you sound very nice.
Yeah, you're brightening our day.
Oh, God. Well, I hope so. I was just calling to check in. My dad passed away about 4 years ago, and ever since he passed away, I haven't missed a show because it's something that me and him always did.
So that's so nice.
To keep up the good luck. Good
oh,
work.
Thank you. And it was 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And so, he must have been a fan of our show for years before that.
Die hard, Sam.
Oh, that is so
well,
sweet.
Obviously, he's a brilliant man.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, yes, of course.
And he trained you well.
Yes. Definitely passed it on to me.
What can I get you, sweetheart?
The pewter mug sounds great. I've never tried it.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
Oh, you got to go.
$50. They just upped it, too. It used to be $25. They said, you know what? $25 is not enough. $50 to the pewter mug.
Awesome.
And thank you so much for listening.
No problem. I won't ever miss a show.
Appreciate it, dear. Hold on.
That's awesome.
That is so nice to hear. 277-9600. By the way, people are hearing things down in North Naples. Oh, the pewter mug's moving. They are.
But not yet.
Not yet. They're still at their old location. They want to move to a new location just up the street a little bit because different world after Irma. But they're still there for now, and your coupons are good. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom.
I just moved down here from New York, and I listened to your show, and I like it.
Thank you very much. Where in New York did you move to? Were you at?
Rochester, probably.
Rochester?
No, moved from Syracuse, just north of Syracuse.
Sure. What, near Utica?
No, it's in the middle of the state. Utica's a little east.
All right. Well, I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, I enjoy your show.
Why do they call Syracuse the Orange Men?
Why? It's a long story, but it used to be originally in the 50s, it was just the orange.
Well, didn't they change it to the orange back again?
Well, it depends on what you listen to and who you read, but it's still the Orangemen.
All right.
I always thought that was strange, because upstate New York's not known for its citrus industry.
Exactly. It's something to do. I don't know how far back it goes, but it's really...
Let me tell you something.
There.
Miami may have the oranges, but... Buffalo's got the juice.
You did not.
Yeah, I had to. We're going to take a break.
Oh, Jake Scott.
We're going to come back. We're going to set up a live stream so nobody can say that it's cheating or, you don't know, there's no magic eight ball. I got it right here. Somebody brought us one of the, like, you played with as a kid, the magic eight ball. And it's going to determine whether or not you're going to win a prize or not. And some of the prizes up for grabs, we're going to add Adventure Island in Tampa, the water park. They got Flashpoint there for two. We got Subway. We got the Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine, Naples Nissan Oil Change, HD Tuner, Miracle, Haney Bobblehead, Pewter Mug. We'll let the Magic 8 Ball decide whether you get a prize. We'll get you on initially. Say, well, let's see if the 8 Ball says you can have a prize. Anything in the negative, I'm going to hang up on you. Anything in the affirmative, we'll continue. And then we'll ask the 8 Ball various prizes. And if it says you win it, you're going to get the prize. If it says you don't, well, it already said you're going to win a prize. We'll just find out what prize you will get. And you'll like it.
You guarantee that?
Yeah, I'm going to guarantee that because that's what I say. You're going to like it.
According to you.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. Where are we going to go? I think we're looking at the top 5 hits for this week in a particular year. And it's a good one. Well, they're all good. For the most part, depending on the decade you go and the part of the decade and all that stuff. And then in just seconds, we're going to play Ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to win a prize. You remember the one, the thing?
Not up to... Not up to Stan.
No.
Not up to me.
Nope. And as a matter of fact, we're going to stream it live on our Facebook and stanandhaney.com. We're just going to be streaming this thing, K-Rock, so that you can see that I'm actually getting the answers from the Mattel Magic 8 Ball. We'll first determine whether or not you're going to get a prize, and then the Magic 8 Ball will tell us which prize you're going to get. Xfinity is simply the best value in entertainment. I'm not joking about that. It's fact. You can get the fastest internet, better streaming, 100 megabits per second, which simply means you can watch pretty much anything you want. And now, with Netflix. I know Haney and I, we wanted to go and get Netflix. You got to pay for the subscription, get the whole thing, get the deal onto your screen. No, you don't do it anymore that way.
No, it's all taken care of. I don't know how they do this, but they do.
It's included on them.
They figured it out.
Yep. You can binge Netflix movies. You got YouTube, Pandora.
You don't need some other device. Nope. It's all there with the X1.
You just say it. You just say it, and you get it. You can easily find just about anything speaking into the X1 voice remote. And right now, you can get Xfinity Internet and TV for $35 each a month when you bundle both and get Netflix included on them, all for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay. Go to Xfinity.com or call them 1-800-XFINITY. Give me the restrictions apply.
Restrictions apply.
Thank you.
That was my radio voice.
Yep. I have. Are we rolling? Are we on? Am I on camera?
Yes, sir.
You got me at a good angle so I don't look all like all Jabba.
No one knows.
No one knows.
The mysteries of the 8 Ball.
Here's the 8 Ball, the magic 8 Ball.
Is it actual magic?
We'll soon find out. It might be magic for somebody.
What is that fluid?
It's a blue fluid. A blue like...
Was it always blue? I thought it was green at one time.
This one's...
Maybe they found out it was toxic.
This one's blue. Up for grabs, if the Magic 8 Ball says so, $50 to the pewter mug, a Haney bobblehead signed by me, tickets to a Miracle baseball game, an HD tuner for your car, free standard oil change from Naples Nissan. Doesn't matter if it's a Nissan or not, bring it in there for an oil change. Our dining deal, Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine in Cape Coral, $20 to Subway, and yes, a pair of tickets to Adventure Island, the water park in Tampa. Check out their new ride, Flashpoint.
That's the trap door you're telling me about?
Yeah, and it sends you straight down, and then you're into a water slide. Let's see if you win a prize if the Magic 8 Ball says so. 277-9600. Phone lines are open. We'll try to get to as many of these as we possibly can. 277-9600. Let's go to our first player. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Brian.
Brian. Brian or Bryant?
Brian.
Brian. All right, now, it's a two-phase thing to see if you're even eligible for a prize, Brian. Ask the Magic 8 Ball. Magic 8 Ball, will I get a prize?
Magic 8 Ball, will I get a prize?
And the answer is... Outlook is good.
Yeah.
All right, you get to the second phase. Let's start at the...
Second phase?
Yeah, now he's going to go and get a prize. We just don't know what prize it's going to be.
All right.
All right. Brian, ask the Magic 8 Ball if you are going to get $50 to the pewter mug.
All right. Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get $50 to the pewter mug?
The Magic 8 Ball says, without a doubt. Bam. You got it. Baby. Just like that. Hold on. There's our first winner. Without a doubt. Mm. Look at that.
That worked nice.
Let's change.
Wonder how they're going to feel when it goes the other way.
Let's change that camera angle on me.
Oh, you're so vain.
Yep. I think this video's about me. You line me up? Am I lined up? How's that? How am I looking there?
There.
Okay, good.
I use my professional photography skills.
Thank you.
And put you in the proper spot.
Thank you. It's my head cut off?
No.
Okay. Let's go to our next.
Although it looks that way on your screen, it doesn't look that way on the camera.
I think it's because it's a little delayed, right?
Yes, there's delay because we're streaming. And by the way, folks, you have to be eligible. It has to be 30 days to win a prize from the Magic 8 Ball.
I thought that should be automatic. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days.
It hadn't been 30 days.
Jeez.
We have systems in place now. We will catch you.
Yep. Oh, it lights up the screen like a Christmas
tree. People are commenting like crazy about your hat.
What about my hat?
So it doesn't match your shirt?
Yeah, it's too much.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No.
I can't. Why do I look like my head's cut off on the screen?
It's fine. Now they're talking about how your hair's turned gray.
No kidding.
It turned gray when he was 30.
Yeah, like D-Trains did.
Yeah. No, mine turned at 16.
Right. Yeah, and it used to be funny when he was young.
Yeah.
Is it because... Now it's age appropriate.
Oh, there I am.
I told you you're fine.
You see, when it's a 30-year-old guy and you're getting a little gray there, everybody can have a good laugh about it.
Right,
but when you're talking about a 56-year-old man...
Who's supposed to be gray. You know what? I got a damn good head of hair.
Yeah, well, the hair is still there. It's just... Change color.
It's all right. It's gray.
Oh my God!
What?
It's just getting more aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Spreading.
Yeah. Maybe one day on the show we'll get some of D-Train's hair dye and dye it.
Is it all going gray? Like the next time you get a haircut, is that the last of the dark hair?
I don't know. Ahoy! Who's
don't
this?
Don't recall it being that
no,
aggressive.
I know. Ahoy! Who's this?
This is Benson.
Benson?
Vincent.
All right,
I like
Benson
better.
Yeah, I do too. Vincent, ask the Magic 8 Ball, are you going to get a prize?
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get a prize?
Let me ask you before I give the answer, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
No, I haven't.
All right.
Your head's not chopped off anymore.
Good. It says, outlook not so good. Vincent. Sorry. Sorry, Vincent. I got to go with what the magic eight ball says.
It's not up to you.
It isn't up to me. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Brett.
Ahoy. Who is this? What's your name?
Norman.
Marvin?
Norman.
Norman?
Yes.
All right, Norman. Have you won anything in the last 30 days?
Not from you guys.
What have you won in the last 30 days?
Brett Floyd.
From Zito or somebody?
Not from you. No, from another station.
Oh, so we're
how many stations
around.
Do you listen to?
Yeah, how many do you listen to?
Oh, it's a hobby, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to give you anything.
You shouldn't hang up on him.
No, he got Brett Floyd from another radio station. I'm not going to supply his habit.
I wanted to interrogate him. I wasn't saying you necessarily give him a prize. I just wanted to interrogate him.
Yeah, let's see. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hi, this is Kara.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Is it Karen or Kara?
Kara.
Kara. Have you won anything in the last 30 days, Kara?
No.
Ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get a prize.
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get a prize?
My sources say no.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Now, Stan, what if someone isn't necessarily interested in a prize, but has a question for the Magic 8 Ball that doesn't involve a prize?
Sure.
Willing to take those calls?
I'm thinking we could also do that for another day and let the Magic 8 Ball. But if somebody wants to go and ask a question, I don't see why they can't. Ahoy, who's this?
Steve.
You won anything in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
Ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get a prize.
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get a prize?
Let's see. Hold on. It's floating away from me. Hold on. Don't count on it.
This has gotten brutal.
Yeah.
You had one guy.
Yeah.
The moody eight ball.
I'm just going.
And here I thought, this is going to be a piece of cake after the first guy. Nobody wins.
Ahoy, who's this?
Rob from Naples.
Rob, ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get a prize.
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get a prize?
Let me turn around here. It says, ask again later, okay? Maybe have another chance some other day, but ask again. Anything in the negative, you don't get it. Anything in the positive, you know, seems likely. That's good. Let's see. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry.
Jerry, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days? I didn't think I had to ask that anymore.
I have not. I've been a loser for the last 30 days.
All right.
Sorry to hear that.
Let's hope you're a big winner thanks to the Magic 8 Ball. Ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to win a prize.
Mr. Magic 8 Ball, can you please give me a prize?
Let's see what it
says. What does it say?
It says, signs point to yes.
All right.
Signs point to yes.
I like that.
All right. Let's begin with a Haney bobblehead. Let's ask the Magic 8 Ball. Is the Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get a Haney bobblehead? You got to ask, not me.
I already have one.
All right, then we'll go to something else. Oh, really? In the last 30 days, my friend? Sorry.
No, not in the last 30 days.
Ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get a pair of miracle tickets.
Mr. Magic 8 Ball, I would love to go see the Miracle game, and if you could provide that for me, I would be forever grateful.
That was very wordy. Magic 8 Ball isn't that wordy.
Short attention span.
Ask again later. So you're not getting that. Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get an oil change from Naples Nissan?
Magic 8 Ball, can I get an oil change from Naples Nissan?
Let's see. Come on. It's on the edge. It's thinking. I see it, yes.
All right.
Yes. Hold on, buddy.
I didn't know that it had an hourglass like the computer. Is that what was going on?
No, it was like floating up and it was hanging on its edge in mid. It wasn't displaying itself in the window. it's magic. There we go. All right, let's see. We got time for maybe one or two more. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, won anything in the last 30 days?
No, Stan, I haven't.
All right, Dan, ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to win a prize.
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to win a prize?
Signs point to yes.
I like that, Stan.
All right, let's try our dining deal of the week. How much do we give them, D-Train? Is it $50 to Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine?
He's on the phone.
I think it's is it 50? Yes, it is. It is 50. So ask the Magic 8 Ball, am I going to win dinner for two or $50 to Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine?
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to win dinner for two at Sisters?
Okay, close enough. Let's see. Ask again later. That's not it. That's not it.
Wonder what the Magic 8 Ball has in mind, Stan.
Ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get $20 to Subway.
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get $20 to Subway?
Most likely you are.
Yes.
And you are.
All right.
All right, hold on. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Andy from Naples.
Andy, Magic 8 Ball, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
Nothing.
All right, ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're entitled to a prize.
Mr. Magic 8 Ball, am I entitled to a prize?
Let's find out what it says. Very doubtful. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
I have not.
Ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get a prize.
A Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get a prize?
And it says, it is certain. All right, now, ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get a pair of tickets to Adventure Island in Tampa.
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to get a pair of tickets to Adventure Island?
In Tampa.
In Tampa.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, you got to make sure the Magic 8 Ball knows the geographic area.
Reply is hazy. Ask the question again.
Magic 8 Ball, am I going to win a pair of tickets to Adventure Island in Tampa?
Yeah, because he didn't say it the whole way the first time.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that was it. As I see it, yes. You're going to Adventure Island.
Well, thank you, fellas. That's awesome.
You betcha, buddy. Hold on. I like that because it takes the burden off of me.
Yeah, it doesn't make you the good guy or the bad guy.
No, it's the Magic 8 Ball. We're going to take a
break.
Don't
blame me. Nope. Blame the Magic 8 Ball.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to check news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails also will get you your first look at traffic. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96KROQ.com.
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96KROQ.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. D-Train, quick question. I just go with what's in front of me.
Huh?
But there is a texter that said, I just got back from Adventure Island. The new ride is called Vanishing Point.
Is that the trapdoor?
I have in front of me Flashpoint.
That's what I've been told on everything, so.
Texters, I just got back from Adventure Island. It's Vanishing Point, not Flashpoint.
They're both good names.
They're damn good names. But if I'm promoting the place, I think they want to know the new ride.
You know what else is a damn good name?
What?
Point Blank featuring Chuck Hunkins.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, Vanish Point.
Okay, so let me change
that. So that's been wrong the whole time.
That's been wrong the whole time. Vanish or Vanishing?
Vanish.
Vanish.
Is it Vanish Point or Vanishing?
Vanish.
He's saying Vanishing.
I just looked on their Vanish. Official YouTube release for their video of their slide.
Vanish. It's Vanish
Point. Varnish.
Point.
Varnish Point?
So we were both wrong. It's not Vanishing Point, nor is it Flash Point. It's Vanish Point.
I like Trap Door. I think it's simpler.
Yeah.
More elegant.
What's the sound of that? What band is that? What?
Point Blank featuring Chuck Hunkins.
It does have a ring to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you play golf with him this weekend?
I did. And he was talking most of the time about music.
I would have never pictured that.
Yeah, you should see some of the old pictures of him.
He's Mr. Golf Pro.
Yeah, but he did that after he was a successful musician. Here's his philosophy in life. He said, I've been good at everything I've done. Why? Because things that I'm not good at, I don't do. I'm not a star soccer player because I'm not any good at that. He was started a musician. Then he went into photography. Very successful, said that, you know what? I want to become a golf pro.
You know what?
And he got his PGA card and became a golf pro. And he said, everything I've done, I've been good at.
I'm a musician.
Yep.
I was a very good photographer.
Yep.
Maybe I should look into this golf business.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, there I am. I nearly had heat stroke.
Why would you post that picture?
It was, why would anybody...
I wouldn't allow them to take that photo.
No, I took it.
He took it.
You took that of yourself?
I said, I want to have a documentation because I was on the verge of passing
out. Oh, for medical reasons.
Precisely.
Okay.
I was on the verge of... I had heat stroke.
So you're aware that's not flattering.
That was after a couple of rum drinks, too.
Why do you...
I was thirsty.
You know, I understand pretty women taking pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. But for medical reasons, I guess.
Thank
okay.
you. Yeah, look at me. Do I look healthy? Look at that picture. Do I look healthy?
Well, if you were drinking rum, you should be burning a blue flame.
Nope. Not in 98-degree weather.
Did you mix it with something bad? Because it certainly wasn't the rum.
What?
eBay update?
Yes. Yes.
31 bids. Current max bid, $102.50.
Wow! And we got still got 9 days to go. My artwork is up for auction on eBay. You can get it on our website.
I haven't created mine yet.
I understand that. All the proceeds going to go to the draft fund. I made that painting on Friday night. Naples Nissan. These guys. Chad the son.
Yeah.
He's Chad
Walker.
Chad Walker.
Yeah,
I see him
Texas
around,
Ranger.
Yeah, I see him around the dealership a lot, and he keeps saying, "Hey, Pop, let's keep the clunkers, the POSs, the piles of crap, push puller drive.
$5,000.
Yeah, $5,000. Let's do it for the month of June as well." And Aaron obeys his son and says, "Okay."
He obeys his son.
Yeah, because his son's there day to day. He's got his hands right up to the elbows and grease and all that stuff. And he's working mm-hmm. around. He's taking these cars in. Says, Dad, let's keep it going. And Dad, Aaron Walker, says, yes, son.
But you know what?
You're the future of this company.
If it's working, why not?
Absolutely. Plus, well, $5,000 minimum towards a brand new Nissan. Okay? Then... if you get a new Nissan or a used Nissan, lifetime engine and transmission warranty, and they're not going to set any miles up on it. Oh, 50,000, 100,000, unlimited miles. 3-year paint protection, lifetime window tint warranty.
And my favorite, showroom to go. They just bring you your brand new car.
There you go. Naples Nissan. Check them out, naplesnissan.com. They're on Pine Ridge Road in Naples. They're great. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We are going to start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Mile marker 143, I-75 northbound. This is also North Fort Myers. Crash, North Cleveland Avenue and Northeast Pine Island Road. And in Fort Myers, a busted ass POS in the road. Orange River Boulevard and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. Let's find out what's coming up. Let's see what you can expect. Haney's got the headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Okay. This is an incredible story where sometimes things get set right in the world. A 56-year-old hen-packed husband.
Oh, yeah.
Was forced to go back to the store to return some juice. Why?
Why?
His wife saw it cheaper at another store.
So you go and take that back right now.
Yep.
And ask for your money back. Won't have that.
But because of that, he won $315 million. We'll tell you how.
What?
During the grab bag, you had just a heartbreaking story, a distraught young mother, very upset that her kid's lemonade stand had been shut down. Yep. Because they didn't have a permit. Does that even make people angry anymore? Or,
well, they should have a permit if they're going to be...
Let me tell you something, that is age old. When we were little kids, we'd do that. Nobody bothered us then. It's a couple of kids.
And what it teaches kids is that, oh, yeah, you could probably sell things and do okay, but the government will just shut you down. It's too much trouble. Yeah. Don't do it. That's the message it sends. But someone is fighting back, Stan. If your kid gets fined for selling lemonade without a permit, guess what?
What?
The makers of Country Time Lemonade will cover it for you.
That's what I hear.
We will tell you the five best things men and women can add to their dating profiles. I'll warn you, for most of us, it'll be lies.
I don't like that lie stuff. That was my deal throughout the years.
Being too honest.
Put the truth down.
But you know what?
What?
You stuck to your guns,
yep.
And eventually something happened.
Yeah, paid off.
I still don't know how.
Me neither.
I don't know if you saw this, but it really bothered me. A car thief is busted with his pet monkey clinging to his chest.
I saw that.
I'm not a big fan of monkeys,
But
I felt bad for that one.
The officer's telling him we're gonna take it to a preserve or something.
Unless it was the monkey's idea.
Yep.
And in that case, well played. And finally, it's happened again.
What?
A road rage argument ends in aggressive defecation. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It heals all wounds.
Does it?
No.
Just, why do we say things like that?
Get your mind off it for a little while. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time.
So it's avoidance behavior.
Yes! Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Annie?
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Stan, but it is National Automotive Service Professionals Week.
Is it now?
Well, huh.
Unfortunately, not everyone in the industry is a professional. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're at a bad car repair shop.
Top signs you're at a bad car repair shop.
They have a very meager selection of truck nuts.
I know nothing.
Not one of their mechanics is named Needles. The mechanic says, all right, she's all lubed up and ready to go. Now let's take a look at her car.
Shuttlecock.
You've been sitting there waiting for over an hour, and you haven't heard one Bob Seger song.
We took your immigrant grandfathers and grandmothers when they had nothing.
Yeah, you took them all, right? With that fraud bank deal you got going on with that husband of yours.
You and I have a different agenda, young man.
Oh, we most certainly do. Your agenda is the path straight to hell.
Yeah.
I get nervous when he basically does not know what he's talking about.
I would like to see an X-ray, an MRI of her head to see if
literally
there's anything in there. What was that?
Literally.
Literally what?
Does not meet the smell test.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. My God.
I know.
I think it is clear.
I would love to debate that woman.
She'd shout you down. And then she would debate you. Yes, it's a one-on-one debate. She'd shout you down, and in the crowd, she'd have about 300 or 400 of her people that you wouldn't let you get a word in edgewise.
And I cannot be intimidated.
I would trick her with words she can't pronounce.
Literally.
Sorry about that, folks. Top signs, you're at a bad car repair shop.
Yes.
The only woman with a poster on the wall of the garage is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Without fail, every time you pull up there, you hear your car whimper. It appears they've replaced your radiator fan with a fidget spinner. The mechanic props the hood up with a prosthetic leg.
Oh. Hey! Hey!
Reprimand him. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's how you end up at the Ritz there in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. For your own protection. These are top signs you're at a bad car repair shop. You've recently learned they take all their cars to the guy across town.
I don't want to know.
The head mechanic's nails are perfectly manicured. And finally, the very top sign, you're at a bad car repair shop.
Yes.
You notice the man behind the service desk is busy rotating something, but it ain't tires. And that, my friends, is the important part.
Elvis has left the building.
Email.
That's it, baby.
Freddie. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Matt. Ahoy, Stan, Haney, and D-Train. My name is Matt, and I'm a local to Fort Myers, and I graduated from Full Sail University 2 years ago with an associate's degree in recording arts.
What?
I was contacting you all to ask for some advice on what steps one might need to take to get into radio and television, but on the audio side. Thanks for the entertainment every day. Signed, Matt. Haney, Matt's looking for a little advice to get into the radio and television industry.
Well, I don't know anything about the television industry. I did it once. I conquered it.
Yeah.
It was perfect. And there was no need to continue.
I would think in the recording arts, if that's what your degree is, a 2-year associate's degree in recording arts.
You know too much.
Yeah. Find something else to do other than radio and television.
Yeah, because radio and television will see your resume and go, well, we can't afford him.
Yeah. Because if you did decide to do that with your associate's degree, they'll start you at about $12,500 a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're looking for resumes that someone's impressed that they've just gotten their GED.
Yeah.
They do. And in this business, they look for people that are down on their luck.
This is from... Who is this from?
Donna.
No, Chris.
Won't be getting anything from Donna, thanks to you, Freddie.
Ahoy, guys. Just thought you may want to consider next week, June 23rd, 1973, for an upcoming Wayback Machine. Wow. What a mixed bag of up and down the top 40. I think you guys and us listeners would have a lot of fun with that one next week. Top to bottom, middle of the pack, lots of gold. You guys are the greatest. Signed, Chris. P.S. Stan, did you ever set up a table here at a local church flea market about 4 or 5 years ago and sell off a bunch of CDs? No.
No.
I bought a bunch from someone. I could swear it was you. I should have brought more cash that day. Thanks again, guys. No, I never did that, ever. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Well, ahoy, gentlemen. I don't know a lot about horses, but what a great horse Justify is. I wonder what his stud fees will be. Now, here's something else. Have you ever watched cricket? I tried, but it's like watching paint dry. And the other weird thing is, the guy that's batting wears a mask. Big heavy gloves, thick pads on their legs. Whereas the pitcher and the other, other players wear no protection at all. A strange sport that I don't care about learning. And finally, you guys know I have no use for Schumer and Pelosi, and in the past have said that they should just shut up. However, now I want them talking every day, because every time they open their mouths, it shows they have no agenda and is one more vote for the Republicans. Keep talking it up. That's the best thing you can do for the Trump agenda. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
You know, the Trump agenda, it used to be the American agenda.
Of course it was.
And I was looking at some stuff over the weekend, and it was only from like the early 90s. And it was video of Dianne Feinstein going on and on about how the United States can no longer afford to be Mexico's welfare system, yeah. And we need to deal with illegal immigration.
Yeah, they all did. Hillary Clinton, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And I believe, Bill Clinton, we need to go and have a comprehensive immigration plan. They all switched.
And now they act like it's some sort of crazy talk.
Yep. Run the videotape. We'll be back. Wayback Machine is next. We'll tell you where we're going.
Just like my grandpa used to say, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news. In about 30 minutes, we're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And then we're going to go into the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this week in a particular year. We're going to look at the top 5 hits for this year. Yes, D-Train.
Stan's Art Auction.
Yes.
Update.
Yes.
$127.50.
How many bids?
33.
Nice. Take it easy. Don't get too crazy. This is going to be up there for a week and a half.
Maybe you just want to put your foot down and say, that painting's mine.
No.
Yeah, but the professionals wait until like the last minute and a half.
Exactly. And all the winning bid, that'll go directly to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund for the troops.
And what do you call this art piece?
Supernova.
By Stan.
By Stan. See, if you can look at the bottom of it, I signed it at the bottom.
Let me go and look at that.
My name is at the bottom of
it. There is so much to this painting.
There's a lot happening there in that thing, and I used a lot of brilliant colors. Let's see.
It says Satan.
No. Rock traffic.
Sure does.
Did you mess up on a brush stroke?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
North Fort Myers got a crash. Pondella Road, North Cleveland Avenue. Then we moved to Fort Myers, got a crash. State Road 850 at Wildcat Drive.
What? Where is it?
That would be Wild Card, but it is a wild cat.
I would think that would be called for. What road was it?
Wildcat Drive.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
He won't do it.
No.
I got to load up the board and everything.
Bonita Springs, crash. Quail's Nest Lane, right by the Speedway.
What sound does a quail make?
Like that. Yeah, kind of like that.
IHOP finally released what the B stands
burgers.
For.
Burgers! Burgers!
And it's a gimmick. They're not changing their name.
No, because they got a new burger menu out. We do it every week here on the Stan and Haney program. We take a look at what was on the Billboard Top 40 charts for this week in a particular year. Today, we're taking a look at the top five hits for this year, or for this week in a particular year. Let's see what year we're going to.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
This week in 1975.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago.
Let's live it up.
Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number five.
Chicago.
I like Boston better.
Each one has their unique qualities.
Yeah.
The voice of Peter Cetera.
So this is 1975.
Yeah.
So the old days they're talking about would have been like what? 50s, 60s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Driving movies.
Comic, the 50s.
Howdy doody.
Peter Cetera probably would have loved to have sung this for their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, why didn't he?
He asked to have a half octave lower because he's an older man.
Mm-hmm.
The other band members said no.
So they just got some Filipino guy to come in?
Probably. Big, beautiful, and brassy.
I wonder how many people were in that band.
A lot.
Always wanted to see them rumble with blood, sweat, and tears. What was that guy saying?
The times I remember, gold days. Days I'll always treasure.
Economy's doing great, but thanks, De Niro.
Idiot.
Funny places.
Yeah, that brass sounds good.
Yeah, it sure does. That was the number 5 hit in the land this very week in 1975. What could possibly come after Chicago? Well, number 4. Grand Funk.
I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picked a bad time to be in love.
'75 Grand Funk, Bad Time. Coming in at number 3, one of the prettiest ladies of the 70s.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be
lovely
loved?
Linda.
Could sing. Made the other girls jealous.
And she took some of the classic songs of the 60s and made them new.
Yep. Her original backing band, the Eagles.
That's why it's so great.
Dragon and Tony Tennille.
Sadaka
is back.
I still love you, Captain, even if Tennille doesn't.
Yep. Talks a lot of trash about you now, but you made her a star.
Sure did. A song that makes no sense. Listen to the words. It means nothing. America. Let's investigate. You claim the lyrics mean nothing.
That's how they wrote the hits back then for America.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed.
That makes sense.
To make it Sunday.
On Monday,
yeah.
And I got
chronological. Then he took off his clothes. Not ready to get married.
But he's new.
Yep.
When a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Be friend with a woman.
But he's new.
Yeah.
And he's depressed.
About you,
sister, golden hair surprise.
What a sister.
I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes?
Okay, that's usual pap.
One more correspondent. I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean
you ain't been on my mind.
Saying I just can't make it.
Hmm?
tried to fake it, but he just can't make it.
Yep.
And he's, is he still nude?
Yeah, he hasn't corrected that yet.
He's nude, depressed, and ain't getting married.
No, and thinking about his sister.
And he's a correspondent.
Yes. In the middle or in the air.
Sister Golden Hair Surprise.
Can't you see it in my eyes? Now I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too far.
So who is Sister Golden Hair?
Nobody knows.
But it doesn't mean you ain't been on the mind.
So he's depressed, nude, doesn't want to get married, but he's thinking about a woman.
Yes, Sister Golden Hair. I don't know if it's sister like Jive Talk or Blood Sister.
Certainly wouldn't be about a nun.
We don't know.
I just can't make it.
Doobop, ba-dop-a doobop. Hey, we know that part. Top doobop.
It's just feel good radio.
Okay, band meeting. We've been spending way too much time on lyrics. Everybody's stoned. They'll assume it means something.
We're going to take a break.
Was that it?
Yep. Mark.
Is that how it goes?
That's it. Mark Haney and the News is next.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney and the News coming up here in just seconds. We'll also update you on traffic. Roger Marley will be in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. That is about 50 minutes away. I haven't heard him. You know, he's going to be in a bad mood because of this rain.
It doesn't take much.
Got to get out of the car and walk into the radio station, and that'll set him off.
Jesus. What a hot hit.
Yep. Let's get you updated.
Now. K-Rock traffic.
We will start in Fort Myers. Crash, Summerlin Road and Park Meadows Drive. This one is in Alva. It's a hit and run. 16,000 block of, look at that, I love it, Mistflower Drive in Alva. Hit and run. Can't be that beautiful. Bonita. Crash. Bonita Beach Road, Southeast, and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, June 11th.
Double M X V triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know. We were just talking off the air as the Queen song was finishing up.
Mm.
We didn't know at the time how good Queen was.
Mm-hmm. And David Bowie, for that matter. Queen was... And here's something I read about Queen, and I don't know what you got in your deal. It was Live Aid in 1985 that really turned things for them. Queen was making hits in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And by the early 80s, the organizers of Live Aid thought they were a band on the way out. They hadn't had a hit in a while. They were starting to fade from the spotlight. There were a lot of new bands coming up. New sounding music was coming out. And they put Queen on the bill at Wembley. Just, you know.
Oldies act.
Oldies act, you know. Give them another big hurrah. And
play the hits, boys.
They knocked it so far out of the park at that show. Some people say stole Live Aid with their performance, which was spectacular. Their record company, their promoters, immediately said, we got to get these guys back on tour. They're huge. Coming off of the Live Aid performance, they did one tour, and they said that Freddie Mercury, by that point in time, was already sick.
Mm.
And they couldn't completely fulfill all of their obligations bouncing off of that Live Aid performance of 85. They were that good. It was a second thought when they came on stage at Live Aid, and they knocked it out of the park.
And how many times do you hear that about, say, artists, musicians, composers, that during their lifetime, nobody really paid all that much attention to them.
Right.
It was only later that it came out.
And then you realize and you look back on their entire catalog of material and how great they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something that that we have talked about before, but it bears repeating in that context. You talk to anybody, Beatles, Rolling Stones, anybody that's pretty much ever played guitar, and ask him about Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get an earful.
Yep.
But his only number one song was the novelty hit, My Ding-a-Ling.
Which he didn't even write.
Sweet Little 16 peaked at number 2. School Days peaked at number 3. And the definitive rock and roll song, the one that really encapsulates it all, Johnny B. Good,
mm-hmm.
Well, it was okay, but didn't get further than number 8.
Hard to believe. The music industry at that time did not want Chuck Berry to succeed.
They wanted Pat Boone to succeed.
They wanted Pat Boone. They wanted the Everly Brothers, because Elvis had come out in 56 and all of the. And they said, this is going to go and pollute our kids' minds. Let's give them a Ricky Nelson. Let's give them the Everly Brothers. And so Chuck Berry was one of the few badasses writing his own music and rocking. And they wouldn't give him a number one hit with that. They didn't want the kids to listen to it.
Johnny B. Goode is almost the perfect representation,
yes,
of rock and roll.
Yep.
Of everything that came before and everything that came after. Yeah, number 8, not bad. When was the first selfie taken, Stan?
It had to be, and I remember reading this, is when, what is that stuff that pops up while you're looking at a website? What do they call it?
Clickbait?
Clickbait. There was a clickbait that popped up of earliest photographs, and there was a picture of some guy, I don't know who he was, it was taken like in the 1800s and said, oh, the first selfie. So I would say back in the 1800s, if they go and stick to that.
1839. A man in Philadelphia named Robert Cornelius. Now, we don't know if it was him, his brothers, and sister Rose or not, but right. We do know Robert Cornelius.
But the Cornelius brothers, the Cornelius family.
And sister Rose.
Yes!
Robert Cornelius took a self-portrait while experimenting with a new camera in 1839.
Yep.
You, at one time, were a Catholic in good standing.
Yes, I was.
And you've been educated in the Catholic ways.
Yeah, I had to all the way up until college.
Now, I know you know your presidents, but do you know your popes?
Not very well. I know the history of the popes, but I don't know the individual popes.
Pope John the 12th
was probably a bad guy.
He was the pope.
Oh, there's the selfie.
Needs a haircut.
Yeah, he does. Put a comb through that hair, too.
So Pope John the 12th, he was the pope from 955 to 964. He was murdered.
Well, some of them got murdered.
And it wasn't some sort of crazed assassin or anything like that. He was killed by a man who caught the pope boinking his wife.
Hmm?
Hey, yep. You're the pope. You should not be doing that kind of thing. I think that's what he said.
Pretty close.
Think about your average car.
All right.
And take it from the factory until it's headed off on a barge.
What, like what Aaron Walker does?
Yeah. The average car, how much of its lifetime is spent parked?
On average, you got people that will use a car once in a while. You got people that use a car every day. Because I'm thinking, right now, I'm thinking of D-Train, who will put 50,000 miles on a car.
In a week.
Inside of 6 months, he's got 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
But another person.
Warranties don't mean much to this man.
Another person, like my buddy Dave, his grandparents had a beautiful Buick Electra in the garage, but neither one of them drove anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like showroom fresh, and it's 15 years old, but only has like 3,000 miles on
mm-hmm.
it. I don't know. How long is it? What?
The average car spends 95% of its usable life parked. Yeah, those old cars, a buddy of mine when I was in high school rolls up in this beautiful, like, fresh off the showroom, but like 20 years old.
Yeah.
Newport. I go, whoa, it's a nice car, man. He goes, oh, I forget if it was his aunt or his grandmother or somebody. It had just been in a garage, under a tarp,
yep.
No one ever touched it. And I guess he finally just said, you know that car? Can I drive that? Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's just sitting there. We don't use it anymore.
And he's like, why didn't I ask earlier?
Yep.
But that thing was a big, giant boat of a car, a big, 440.
Big trunk space.
Yep.
Those cars back then, especially your Chrysler Newports.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see them on the street every once in a while. A good, you know, early 70s, late 60s.
They wouldn't fit into a parking space today, would they?
No. You could put 6-7 grown adults stretched out in mm-hmm. a trunk of a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's roomy.
And you could put at least that many in the cab.
Yep. Big trunk. Big. If you see
it was some, gigantic.
If you see one sitting around, take a look at the trunk of an older car, 60s, early pre 72. The trunks are huge.
I think what you're talking about is the era before we worried about what gas costs.
Buddy of mine, when I was in high school, now this is the late 70s. He got it as his first car. A 1967 GTO. The thing, I couldn't even back then believe how long the car was. The front end where the engine sat, unbelievably long. You're looking way out ahead. And the back, you could fit 10 people in there. Luxury. Luxury.
Yep. Now, you put a young person today behind the wheel of that.
Can't handle it.
They'd feel like they were driving a boat.
Yep, too much car. It's true.
You know, things are different in Japan.
Hi!
Indeed. The Japanese are known for living very long lives, and the birth rate in Japan is relatively low. It has now reached the point in Japan where adult diapers outsell baby diapers.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Convincing, eh?
My 1965 Pontiac Le Mans measured 17 feet long, 17 feet 9 inches.
Nice.
That's spectacular.
Well, in that case, the Dodge Royal Monaco Brougham must have been 30, 35 feet. I'm telling you, when you're trained, when you learn how to drive with cars like that, and then as time goes forward, everything gets smaller. It's just a breeze.
Now, they have, like, the power steering. There's in cars today, it's power assist, so you feel a little bit of the road. In those days, it was full power steering. When you drove it, it was like turning liquid. It was like, it was, there was no feeling.
A 56-year-old henpecked husband from Little Ferry, New Jersey.
Where?
Little Ferry, New Jersey, was forced to go to the grocery store last month to return some juice. Why?
Why?
Because he had purchased this juice at the price of $5, and his wife let him have it because she saw it on sale for $2.50 at a different store. He was forced to return and return the juice. As he was standing in line in his own private hell, wondering what's become of me, he noticed the Powerball was up over $300 million. So, he had a little bit of revenge. He used the $2.50 refund from the orange juice to buy some tickets. And the next day, he won the $315.3 million jackpot. His wife told him to take the lump sum, $183 million. He says he'd very much like to quit his job, pay off student loans, and pay off his house, and hopefully not waste the rest of his life returning bottle after bottle of orange juice to save $2.
Yeah, I see a picture of him. He's henpecked. He's been beaten. Beaten emotionally into the ground.
Yeah, this money can't save him. It's too late.
Nope, too late for him.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, when we were kids, it was still a common thing for kids to set up a lemonade stand. And it used to be applauded because it was teaching children how to be entrepreneurs and how the capitalist system works. But now that we are a socialist country, the USSA, lemonade stands are frowned upon. Mm-hmm. They could be dangerous. You don't want kids getting ideas about making money. In some areas, it is illegal to sell lemonade without a permit. And even if you could get the permit, that would kind of cut into your profits to the point that the whole enterprise becomes pointless. And if you wonder, well, kid's setting up a lemonade stand. It's not like the cops are going to, you know, roll by and be looking for that. No. People call the police on him.
Yeah. In our day, the police used to come by and buy a cup.
Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of jerks out there just looking for a reason to report you to the authorities. Just last month, kids in Denver were shut down by police, even though they were raising money for charity. What to do? What to do? The company that makes Country Time Lemonade.
Country Time.
Just launched a new website called Country Time Legal Aid. If your kid can't sell lemonade without a permit this summer, Country Time will pay to cover the cost of the fine or the permit up to $300.
Good.
If you want to apply, they say all you have to do is upload a photo of your permit or your fine to their website, which is all one jumbled word, Country Time Legal Aid, but with the aid spelled like lemonade, not like A-I-D. So it's A-D-E. Now, see, that's a good thing.
I like it.
Somebody in that company is thinking. Stan, you have played the dating game.
Yeah, I have.
You've gone on to the web and said, all right, here's to new beginnings, yep, new experiences. Yep. Please fill out our questionnaire and be as honest as you can.
And I was.
And they had you filling this thing out, and they tell you how many thousands of singles are, yep, just like you,
yep,
and then they give you the results.
I had zero results.
There was absolutely no one that would be willing to even have dinner with you based on who you are.
Yep. Based on me answering it honestly.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? If they had answered honestly, there wouldn't be anybody lining up for them either.
Correct.
So, obviously, the best thing you can do for your online dating profile is a picture where you look incredibly attractive. Words are a distant second, but they aren't totally insignificant. And a new study found the best things that men and women can add to their profiles to get more matches. For men, the best thing is relatively simple to do. You just say you're a firefighter.
Oh, absolutely.
179% more matches. And if you're over 6'2 and making six figures, that's also a plus. So if you are a 6'2 firefighter making six figures, the world is your oyster.
Sure.
But those things aren't necessarily true for most people.
And so, for most firefighters, too. Six figures and 6'2".
The five best things to add that are a little more common that would be on the plus side.
Yeah.
You want to advertise the fact that you have a car.
Check.
You have some sort of degree.
Check.
You describe yourself as very ambitious.
Check.
More money for them.
Yeah. That's right, more money for them.
Not smoking.
Oh, sorry.
And saying you desperately want children.
Sorry.
Now, for women, it's a little easier. Because the picture really does the talking.
Absolutely.
But if you want to just go ahead and amp it up a little bit for the ladies, tell us that you sell insurance.
What?
We'll like that.
Really?
Yes. I guess people are highly attracted to female insurance saleswomen.
Hmm.
Now, obviously, not everybody can do that.
No.
Five more common traits you can add to increase your matches, ladies. Describing yourself as very ambitious. With a broom?
Yeah. Pots and pans.
Having blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
Saying you desperately want kids. Having a dog. Mm. And also advertising that you, too, have a car.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
That's a biggie.
Yep. You know, it's a strange world out there. And you run into a road rage confrontation, you never know what you'll get. Pretty much, if you get into a road rage confrontation, you don't get shot, you're coming out ahead. Although other bad things can happen. A gentleman named Henry Weaver of New Tripoli, Pennsylvania, got into a road rage altercation with another driver on Friday morning. We don't know exactly what went down. We don't know whose fault it was. What we do know is that Henry won the road rage battle decisively because he crapped on the other driver.
Ah, jeez.
He was arrested and charged with harassment. And that's the news for today, Monday, June 11th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break.
I mean, you know, you're willing to go to that level. I think
yep.
You win.
Yep, you win. We'll be back, 96K Rock.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. We know your time's valuable. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get you updated one final time on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see where we want to start. Ah, they're all in Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway in Treeline Avenue. Then we got another one, Fort Myers. Crash, Summerlin Road and College Parkway. And one more for you, Fort Myers, crash, Louise Street and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date.
One morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my baby down. Shot her down, then I went to bed. Well, I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Well, the next morning that I grabbed that gun, I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. And in the high joints, taking the pill. And walk the sheriff from Beacon Hill. Hey, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, so yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, you better read it to me. I shot her down cause she made me sore. Well, I thought it was her daddy, but she had five more. Early next morning round 9:30, I saw the sheriff coming down the line. That sheriff yelled as he cleared his throat, "Take him on, you dirty hack, and do that district court." When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a freight train, they hauled me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They stuck my dried up carcass in that Massachusetts jail.
Yeah.
judged by 12 honest men. Just as the jury started walking out, well, I saw that little judge commence to look about. The judge, he smiled when he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Revere Beach pen. 99 years underneath that ground. And I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. All you hopheads, listen unto me.
Hopheads.
Stay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Jamaican bobsledders. You remember them? I mean, if that don't make you watch TV, what will, huh? You know? Got to thinking, you know, is there some part of Jamaica I don't know about? What possessed them that day on the beach, huh? Make them think they could bobsled. Probably just came out the water, was sitting around. Tired of swimming, man. Tired of swimming. We should be bobsledding, man. We should be bobsledding. I tell you, man, that's what the thing we need to do, man. You know, they came back, they came down through that big curve, you know what I mean? You know, and all other groups, like the Swiss crew came down, their heads were all low and tight. German crew came down, heads low and tight. Jamaicans came down, heads all over. Sled flipped over. Went down for about a mile and a half. Cat's head was out. Right? Thought they were dead, right? Turned the sled over, man. They jumped up laughing and smiling. You know, the officials went, don't even drug test them.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Stan, but it is National Automotive Service Professionals Week.
Is it now?
Well, huh.
Unfortunately, not everyone in the industry is a professional. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're at a bad car repair shop.
Top signs you're at a bad car repair shop.
They have a very meager selection of truck nuts.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Not one of their mechanics is named Needles. The mechanic says, all right, she's all lubed up and ready to go. Now let's take a look at her car.
Shuttle car.
You've been sitting there waiting for over an hour, and you haven't heard one Bob Seger song.
We took your immigrant grandfathers and grandmothers when they had nothing.
Yeah, you took them all, right? With that fraud bank deal you got going on with that husband of yours.
You and I have a different agenda, young man.
Oh, we most certainly do. Your agenda is the path straight to hell.
Yeah.
I get nervous when he basically does not know what he's talking about.
I would like to see an x-ray, an MRI of her head to see if there's anything in there. What was that?
Literally.
Literally what?
Does not meet the smell test.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My God.
I know.
I think it is clear.
I would love to debate that woman.
She'd shout you down. And then she would debate you. Yes, it's a one-on-one debate. She'd shout you down, and in the crowd, she'd have about 300 or 400 of her people that you wouldn't let you get a word in edgewise.
And I cannot be intimidated.
I would trick her with words she can't pronounce.
Literally.
Literally. Sorry about that, folks. Top signs you're at a bad car repair shop.
Yes.
The only woman with a poster on the wall of the garage is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Without fail, every time you pull up there, you hear your car whimper. It appears they've replaced your radiator fan with a fidget spinner. The mechanic props the hood up with a prosthetic leg.
Oh. Hey! Hey!
Reprimand him. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's how you end up at the Ritz there in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. For your own protection. These are top signs you're at a bad car repair shop. You've recently learned they take all their cars to the guy across town. The head mechanic's nails are perfectly manicured. And finally, the very top sign you're at a bad car repair shop.
Yes.
You notice the man behind the service desk is busy rotating something, but it ain't tires. And that, my friend, is the important part.
Yeah. Help us! I've left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.